At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AYN Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. That was a great conversation with Coach Chris Mooney of the Richmond Spiders. Tomorrow, all things VCU basketball. We have a conversation set up in the morning from the BDC with the head coach of the VCU Rams men's basketball team, Phil Martelli Jr. Stubb, if you're interested, we did reach out to Virginia Tech to try to get Coach Young on the show.
Oh, of course I'm
interested. We have reached out to UVA. We'd like to get Coach Odom on the show. Can we get this message to Coach Ryan Odom that I want to sit down with him? I want to talk about this upcoming season. I feel like there was nobody in this city that supported Coach Odom more than me, his 2 years at VCU.
Yeah, you
now
guys
he's
gotta
at
be
UVA.
Buddies at this point.
I want get this message to Coach Odom. Somebody knows him. Somebody can get in touch with him. We got to get him on the show. Don't make me wait till ACC tip off.
You don't have his number?
I can get in touch with one of the assistants.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to, I could find a way. But I want him to reach out to us and say, look, I'm excited to come back on 910 The Fan and talk a little UVA. But tomorrow, VCU basketball with Coach Phil Martelli Jr. We're going to go on the fast break with AWOD right now and talk all things NBA Finals. Game 6 coming up in just a few days.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
Biff, we are two wins away from history. Do you know what history that is? The Indiana Pacers winning their first ever NBA championship in franchise history. Two wins away. Oklahoma, one win away. It would be their first franchise championship since they moved from Seattle in 2008. They made it to the finals 2012, but were defeated by the Miami Heat. And so for the Pacers, they made it to the finals in 2000 with Reggie Miller, but defeated by the LA Lakers. The question is, can Tyrese Halliburton return to his all-star form, even though he's dealing with an injured right leg, coming back home for this Game 6 on Thursday? It's going to be very difficult.
It's tough. It's really tough. And he looked injured. But yeah. I think the Indiana Pacers going back home with that bench, if they play good, I don't think Halliburton will do what he did last night. So I like the Pacers' chance, but I'm worried that the Game 7, if you win tomorrow night, that's when it is?
Thursday.
Game seven, you get blown out. I think game seven's tough.
Look, anything can happen if you get to a decisive game seven. Everybody in Indiana made it very clear after the game. Game six is their game seven. They don't get an opportunity for a game seven unless they show up at home. And that's what I'm excited for. I read an article today on USA Today. NBA Finals game six creates a historic moment for small market teams. And small market teams, they do not lack crazy fans.
Oh, no.
They have fanatics. And the Pacers faithful in Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis on Thursday are going to risk vocal cord damage to help their team win the game. They're going to do everything to help propel their team to victory. And that's why I think I give the Pacers that slight edge, because this finals has actually been great in terms of really no blowouts. Every game's pretty much between, you know, 3 and 5 possessions, a couple threes, and all of a sudden your team's in it. You had a game winner in game one. You had an MVP-like performance in game four from SGA. So I felt like this series has been close enough that home court advantage might be enough for the Pacers to turn things around and send it back to OKC.
You know what? If you would have told me Tyrese Haliburton had 4 points last night and the Pacers only lost by, 11?
Right.
I would have called you crazy. Because the entire playoffs, Tyrese Haliburton's been that guy with Siakam. So the fact that now you got, listen, Haliburton, he's not going to have that game. If you have that same game
from TJ McConnell,
from Obi Toppin, from Mathurin, right? Yeah. Do you see these guys who have big time games?
And I think it's more likely they're going to hit their shots at home.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You have more confidence in the hoop. You know the depth perspective. Coach Carlisle told reporters after the game, it's pretty clear. Haliburton's not 100%, but I don't think he's going to miss the next game. It's a lower calf tightness. We talked about this earlier. I kind of think it's like a stress injury. Like he's put too much stress on that right leg and that calf there. And this is game 5 of the NBA Finals. Like you went through the first round, the second round, the third round. Now, they haven't had to play 7 in a series like the Thunder, but Haliburton's usage rate is, I think, why you're seeing him get injured now. Like you said, he was forced to do everything for the Pacers. In that Knicks series, he kind of was the MVP. I thought he should have gotten Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
Yeah, did you see that video where he walked up because he thought he was going
to
get it?
And then he got one vote less to Pascal Siakam. So lower calf tightness is what Halliburton's dealing with. But he said after the game, it's the finals, man. It's the NBA Finals. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. I was not great tonight by any means, but it's not really a thought of mine not to play here. If I can help walk, then I can play. And I love that from Haliburton. If I can walk, then I want to play. Our backs are against the wall. Now, here is a very interesting stat. The magic number for the Indiana Pacers. Do you know what that magic number is? What do you think that magic number is for the Pacers? You've seen this series.
Yeah, I have.
Like, 111 is the magic number.
Oh, I was going to say 110.
The Pacers are 14-7 in the entire 2025 postseason. All 14 of their wins, they've scored at least 111 points. That's their magic number. I do think at home you'll get a better defensive performance, and maybe OKC will struggle. Maybe their younger guys will struggle. So I think you can limit OKC to under 110.
Mm-hmm.
But can the Pacers get to 111 with a limited Haliburton, with Miles Turner not hitting his shots? Mathurin just really struggled in the last two games.
I think it's a confidence issue. I do think, and you see it on both sides in a way, because all these players are new to the NBA Finals, so the pressure's on. Jalen Williams stepped up last night. He's not going to do another 40-point game. I mean, I'm going to say that, and he did well. But I'm saying, like, I don't think Jalen Williams will have another 40-point game. I will give shout-outs to Nembhard. I said it last time. He's done a good job on SGA. I know he has averaging 30 points, but when you watch Nembhard and how he's playing defense, SGA could have 40-50 every game if he wanted to.
Yeah, well, it's just also, it's not a great matchup because he has the size advantage. The size. They don't have a good matchup against SGA. That's why he's averaged over 30 points in this series here. So look, here's the thing for the Pacers that I kind of love that's working for them. If they lose, the season's over. Everyone knows that for them. They're going to have that extra fight in the back of their mind. They've been great when their backs are against the wall. Haliburton said, quote, "We take pride in playing at home in front of our fans, and our fans are amazing." That's a big boost right there. They know they have to come out with a ton of energy. And I think they just have to redo the first half from game 4.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you're with me on this, right?
I do.
The momentum flipped that last 5 minutes of game 4. That changed the entire series.
Yeah, it was a complete turnaround. And the funny thing is, we talked about how OKC dominated the entire series, but Indiana was able to dominate that quarter 4. But now it was like the exact opposite.
It was the exact opposite in game four.
Indiana was dominating the entire game. You're like, oh, OKC, what are you guys doing? It's, you know, it's going to be what, 3-1?
Yeah.
Right? And so
SGA, 15 points in that fourth quarter. You know, that's what it's going to come down to. If the Pacers want to force game seven, the star power needs to come to life. And that's their three, I think, of Haliburton, Siakam, and Miles Turner. But to me, I'm really looking at Miles Turner because,
yeah,
personally, I don't even like him shooting the three at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he
doesn't
you.
Hit it consistently enough. He's like 36%.
Yeah,
right?
I don't blame you at all.
And that's open shots because, believe me, they leave his fat ass open from behind the 3-point line. They're daring him to shoot it. So frustrating. Go dunk on people. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now 105.1 FM. Let's check in with the Czar, Gary Hess, who joins us next on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Time to bring in the Czar, Gary Hess.
What is happening, man?
I wanted to talk some golf, some NBA finals, NHL finals, and also we made a special announcement this week on AWOD Radio, so let's get in the car and drive.
How are the roads looking?
Get out of the way, damn it!
Time for a drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess, sports director and the voice of high school football in Richmond, Virginia.
I understand there's traffic. You need to plan for that.
Let's drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess on AWOD Radio.
But I guess we start with the U.S. Open, because how exciting was that finale?
To me, the U.S. Open almost always delivers. You know, the Masters always delivers.
It does.
The U.S. Open always delivers. I love watching the U.S. Open because you see professional golfers. I'm not in it to make professional golfers look terrible, but I enjoy seeing a professional golfer every once in a while do some, you know, they go hit from rough on one side to rough on the other, then jump, you know, hit on the green, 3-putt, make a 7. I was like, I could do that. I do that all the time. So it was great, and I'll tell you, it was like watching a train wreck on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because all the leaders were going backwards, JJ Spahn included. And, you know, it was like John Rahm got in the clubhouse at 4 over par, and it just kept being the low score in the clubhouse. And, you know, he was 6 back, he was 5 back, he was 4 back, he was 3 back. And it's like, holy cow, what is going on here? And Scheffler ended up tying him. But then after the delay, JJ Spahn just was able to regroup,
yeah,
and made that putt. I get what 14 maybe, whatever hole that was, and that kind of got him recentered. And Robert McIntyre got, you know, handled it well. You know, the guy from Scotland playing well in bad weather. I guess no shock there. But JJ Spahn, you think about it, drivable par four with all that rough and all those deep bunkers and all the trouble, he just nuts it right to 17 feet, two putts for birdie, and then hits one down the middle, hits it on the green, and rolls in the 65-foot putt on 18. What incredible theater, and he is, you know, everybody, you know, he's crying with his family, and, you know, he is the golf everyman. I mean, this is a guy who's like in LA. He's in his 30s. He's won once on tour. He's trying to make a living. He, you know, and on Father's Day, he was up most of the night with a sick child going out to get medicine and, you know, trying to figure that part out. And then on Father's Day, he goes out and wins, and his family's right there. It was incredible theater. It was great to watch, and I loved it.
Yeah, there's just nothing like golf when it's close on a Sunday.
Oh yeah,
and, absolutely.
And then you know, you think about it. You think about you know, golf geeks will talk about, you know, the chip on 16 at Augusta when Tiger Woods hit it up the hill and it came down the hill and stopped and then rolled into the hole delayed. You know, you think about some of the iconic shots like that. Tom Watson's chip in at Pebble Beach for in 1982 on 17. These incredible shots that we talk about. Guess what? That JJ Spahn putt on 18 is going to be played forever, and that's really cool.
Driving down Richmond Highway with the Czar Gary Hess here on a Tuesday, June 17th tonight. The Stanley Cup will be in Florida with a 3-2 lead on the Oilers.
You know, Florida is the more complete team. Edmonton has a great offensive team. I'm not, you know, and they got out of their game trying to be physical and you know that, and then, you know, goaltending. Their goaltending's solid, but Bobrovsky's elite.
Yep.
They are elite defensively. They've got guys who can put the puck in the net, and they have a great team concept, and they've got, you know, a couple of guys who have played at MVP level in the playoffs. You know, sometimes the best team doesn't always win. That does not appear to be the case this time. Florida looks like the better, more complete team, and I expect them to close it out tonight.
NBA Finals. Oklahoma City now has the Pacers on the brink. It will go back to Indiana, though, where I think the Pacers will be able to regroup. I'm excited for this to possibly go seven.
I would love to see this go seven, and I would love to see how gripping drama this series would have been if Tyrese Halliburton was 100%. You know, and listen, being banged up is part of the deal in June in the NBA. These guys, it's a marathon, but he's clearly not 100%, and I wish he was. I'm not saying the outcome would be different, because I think Oklahoma City is the better team on the whole, although Indiana has played better probably in the playoffs game in and game out. You know, I think that, you know, Jalen Williams and Gildas Alexander will be heard from. But I agree with you. I think Indiana can force a game seven.
Yeah, they're just going to have to be better defensively. And
100%.
The Thunder's defense has stepped it up over the last few games. They've limited the amount of open shots the Pacers have. They've forced more turnovers, and that's been the difference. I think the Pacers have been a better team. Oklahoma City Stars have been the better Stars.
I think that's a great analysis. And I think when a team steps it up defensively, you need to have a guy who can make a play and put the ball in the basket. And Halliburton is that guy for the Pacers if he's healthy enough to do it.
Yeah, they've got other options. Nembhard, Nesmith, Pascal Siakam can hit a big shot. I think I need more from their bench unit when they return home, which is good because usually young NBA players play better at home.
Yeah, 100%. And that has been one of the keys. You talked about that last week with me about how their depth is one of their keys, and they've got to tap into that on Thursday night. I got to remember, 2 days in between game six, not till Thursday night.
Move over to Major League Baseball, and I knew you wanted to touch on a major trade.
I find it interesting. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how bad record-wise the Flying Squirrels are this year. Now, I will tell you, the record of your team, I think it matters because when you go on the field, you want to win, period. But and you want to put you know, players in a position to play for a championship and all of that. But let's not lose sight of the fact that the number one goal of minor league baseball is player development. And, you know, you can be in the midst of a championship race, and if a guy in the AA can help the AAA team or can help the major league team, they're going to take him in a heartbeat. So player development is going on with the Squirrels. And you mentioned the trade, the Rafael Devers trade from the Red Sox to the Giants. Four players went back. Two major league pitchers in Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, former Squirrel. The other two prospects, not from the Squirrels roster, which tells you that the better prospects in the Giants organization were at the single A level, not the double A level, which doesn't help this year, but maybe bodes well for 2026 in the new ballpark.
Gary, we have to touch on Shohei Ohtani getting back on the mound.
So, hasn't pitched since sometime in 23, July, August, second half, after the All-Star break. I don't remember when his last outing was. It might have been August, might have been July. But, so Tommy John surgery, so it's his first time.
Basically 2 years.
Yeah, basically almost 2 years. And first time in a Dodger uniform on the pitcher's mound. And when I heard he was going to start, they basically said it was going to be like an opener. They just wanted him to get a taste. So first of all, he knew he was probably only going to pitch one inning.
Right.
Which explains how he hit 100 on the gun. He's not holding anything back. He did give up two runs, but if you're a Dodger fan and you saw the $800 million contract, this is what you wanted to see. He hits 100 on the gun and then still is batting leadoff, drives in a couple of runs,
right,
and the Dodgers win. So right, this sets up for what it's going to be like moving forward, but it's going to take some time to get to full bore for what Ohtani can be as a two-way player for the Dolphins, for the Dodgers. But it was exciting to see him on the mound.
Absolutely. So if you're listening, it was one full inning pitch, two hits, one earned run given up. But he did bat for the entire game, two hits and two RBIs as well.
Right. And like I said, the non-stat stat is that he did touch 100 triple digits on the gun.
Yeah. And the team won the game. So it's not like early run messed them up.
The team won. That's exactly right. And he gave up two runs, one earned. They only gave up one run the rest of the game.
Well, we're talking Major League Baseball. Should the Nationals fire Davey Martinez? It's been the big topic this week.
There has been a lot of talk about that, and losing to the Rockies gets your attention.
And the Marlins.
And
now
the
nine losses in a row.
Yeah, it's bad, and maybe you do that to change things. I think, how do I want to put this? I think maybe a change might be merited at this point. And I will tell you, if I am in the front office, it's not nine losses in a row. This is a young team, and they're going to go through ebbs and flows. But I did not like the fact that Davey Martinez, sitting at a press conference, basically threw the players under the bus. It's like, hey, what do you want me to do? These are young players, you know? You know, it's like, I don't care who you are. If you're the coach, you publicly take responsibility, even though you may know what the truth is behind the scenes. I didn't like the fact that he kind of threw the players under the bus a little bit, and that's when I kind of flipped the switch and thought a change might be warranted in D.C.
Well, look, nobody's lucked into more success than Davey Martinez. Wasn't he 15-31 the year they won the World Series, and that's the reason he's still around 8 years later?
Right.
It's unfortunate because I personally loved all the managers we had before him. I was a huge Dusty Baker guy.
Dusty Baker is a great baseball guy. And Davey Martinez has the ring, and they turned it around, and you can't take that away from him. But also, that was, what'd you say, 8 years ago?
7 years ago, probably. Yeah,
seven?
I think it was 2018.
Yeah, I think so. Seven years ago, that's a long time. Think yeah. about it. Think about it. That's Scherzer. That's
Have been 6 years ago, because the following year, I think, was the shortened year.
Still, it was a long time ago.
Well, and the other thing is they haven't had 70 wins since then, right?
Right. The point I'm making is it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But the other point is that was a different team ago. Think about it. That team. There is no resemblance of that team in this team.
No.
You know, Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, Patrick Corbin.
Yeah. As soon as Corbin got off the budget, that whole World Series team was gone.
Right. So that is this team. That team is gone. So yeah, it's a whole new measuring process. And I'll say, you know, James Wood is a great example. He has been top, he's been high level. He has shown what all the fuss is about. And we've talked about the return they got in the Soto trade with C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore. And Hassell came up and had a cup of coffee. And Wood went through a little slump. Guess what? Hit a home run, got a couple of hits last night. He started to bust out of it. But guess what? He's still a kid,
yeah.
And slumps are going to happen. So, that you know, who whether you make a change in manager, and once again, I don't like the fact that Davey Martinez threw the players under the bus. There are going to be ebbs and flows because this is such a young baseball team and doesn't have a ton of proven pitching.
Gary, before we let you go, we made a major show announcement. Football Fest 3, primetime, River City Roll, August 16th, 2025, and you will once again be the voice of high school football.
I am very excited about the season, and I love the fact that this has become an annual tradition. It's a great event. You do a fabulous job with it.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Not just telling you that because you're sitting here with me. But you do a fabulous job. It's a passion project, and it is really taken off. And I think it's going to be great. Chris and I love being a part of it. And I love the fact that Chris took your announcement on social media and basically reposted it and wrote that that we have some things up our sleeve for Football Fest this year. Can't wait to find out what those things are.
I was going to say, can you give us a tease?
I have no idea.
We got to get Chris on the line.
So Coach Chris has some things up his sleeve and is dragging me into it. I think that's a better way to
put it. Lift up your arms. You got anything under there?
I'm checking my pockets. I got keys and wallet. That's it. So, yeah, I can't wait to find out what we have up our sleeve. But, you know, it's going to be the calendars come to June. I'm starting to collect schedules. Chris and I have a super secret meeting every year in June to start planning out the beginnings of our schedule. That's going to be coming up. And so I'm excited about it, you know, get through the kind of the break that is June and the first half of July. And then that last week in July, NFL training camp start. First week in August, the colleges start. The high schools get rolling. And then end of August, we're off and running. So very excited about the high school football season and to get a feel for where everybody's landed in the high school transfer portal and get ready to do another season of Friday nights with G. Hess and Coach Chris. Always a fun time.
Kick off the football season with us at River City Roll, August 16th, 2025.
Don't Under go the anywhere. Lights.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Let's drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess on AWOD Radio.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.